我想起来了，如果你出去这个去野营露营的话，去 camping，
if you go to camping，
你要点那个野火，
you have to gather and burn a fire，
去烧烤，
you want to cook something，
你会不会觉得也记不记得有的时候你烧的一些木材，越烧越烧，这个上边就形成了一层灰，把火盖住了。
If as you burn, then there'll be something left over。
你是不是得要拿一个棍子，拿一个东西，要把它挑一挑，把那灰去掉，好让火再燃烧起来
？And you have to gather it again and try to let the wood burn the fire.
青年
burn，
年轻弟兄们有没有这个经验
？Do we have this experience？
这个就像我们里面的火也是这样。
And likewise in our own spiritual life, we have to do likewise.
起初你蒙恩的时候。被主的爱感动，里面好像有爱的火在里面燃烧。
As you receive the Lord, the spirit of the Lord is moving through you.
很热心
，and you like to serve the Lord.
愿意为主为摆上
，and you want to serve Him.
但是时间长了以后，慢慢慢慢的，你里面这个火好像被一层灰盖上了。
But later on, there are something that cover your love to God.
不那么燃烧了
，and you don't burn continually.
不那么热了
，not very burn with that kind of fervor.
我相信每一个基督徒一定会有这样的经历。
A lot of Christians have the same similar experience.
那就是在我们里面有一层灰，把我们的爱的火盖上了。
There are some hindrances that hinders our love to God.
这个灰是什么呢
？What is this hindrances?
可能是金钱的弥合。
Maybe it's because of materialistic thing.
或者是今世的一些残累。
Or maybe something in this world.
家庭的一些残累。
Maybe things in our family.
你肉体情感里面的一些残累
maybe some problems in our flesh
或者一些罪恶的残累
maybe even our sin
都会形成一些灰把属灵的热火盖上
and it will cover our love to God
所以就需要重新把它再眺望起来
and we should revive it again
去掉这一层灰
remove
让里面那个灵火再烧起来
that our spirit will continue to burn
去掉灰来吸收新鲜的氧气好使它燃烧
and we can get some oxygen and continue to burn
弟兄姊妹我们应该时刻检查在你的里面有没有属灵的灰尘盖上你的爱火
we should try to meditate whether we have some problems that hinders our love to God
好这个时候小歌我们就不唱了回去以后弟兄姊妹把它放在你个人的灵修生活里面
Please bring it home and sing it in your own quiet time with the Lord.
特别对我们美国的弟兄姊妹，那个这几节话语，我想很有现实意义。
Especially for those who are living here in the United States, this song is dedicated to you.
好，现在送上这么一些条子，现在我要一一地来做解答。
We have the following questions.
先递上来的先看吧。一个问题。为什么主让共产党迫害基督徒
？Why did the Lord allow communists to hate the Christians, persecute against Christians？
让我们共同来思想这个问题。
This is the first question, and let us think right now.
这个问题也是我常思想的。
And this is the question that I keep on thinking myself.
我们是主的儿女。
We are the sons of God.
是他的门徒。
We are His disciple.
怎么变成神的儿女，变成主的门徒的呢？
How come Son of God becomes a disciple of God?
是神用主耶稣基督的宝血把我们买来的。
The Christ used His own blood to redeem us.
昨天晚上我在Columbus 教会里也分享这一个问题了。
Last night I had the similar questions.
主爱我们，甚至于牺牲舍命流血把我们换来的。
Jesus Christ shed His blood to redeem us.
他为什么把我们放在那种环境里面叫我们受苦受迫害
Why did he allow us to be in that kind of environment and suffer persecution?
他就那么样的忍心吗
Will he really allow that kind of suffering?
怎么和神的爱来解释呢
How do we explain the love of God?
我想神也是出于不得已
Because God is not able to do anything
我想从两方面来谈
We can explain it in two different angles.
为什么主让共产党迫害基督徒
Why did God allow communists to persecute against Christians?
我想这个问题也可以改一下，为什么主让 抵挡神的势力，包括共产党、异教徒、伊斯兰教徒、非洲那些国家、东南亚许多国家，不单是共产党了，好多异教的国家都在迫害基督徒。
Maybe we can expand this question into in a broader sense and say, why did God allow any types of thing to persecute against Christians?
一方面是因为在主的教会里面，在神的儿女们当中，有许许多多的罪恶没有除掉。
The first reason is because there are a lot of sins among Christians in the world.
神可能会兴起过许多的先知，许多神的仆人来警告、责备神的儿女。
God used a lot of prophets and his servants to tell Christians,
告诉这些基督徒说，你们应该去掉你们当中的罪恶。
And ask the Christian to look after their own sins.
去掉你们当中一切拦阻神的旨意通行的因素。
They should left the desire, the will of God, and to pursue against to God.
对有一些基督徒来说，更严格的要求去掉你心灵里面那些灰尘。
And maybe for Christians, the Lord wants more than that.
好使神的旨意能够通行在教会里面。
So that He can do His will in the church.
好让教会能够发出神救恩的光来。
That the church can be a testimony for him.
但是可喜的就是教会不听这些话语。
But however, a lot of Christian church don't listen to this.
神的儿女们、基督徒们聚了100次聚会，仍然是原来那个样子。
A lot of Christians who go to church even for 100 times, they are similarly, they do it likewise.
不肯去掉灰尘。
They don't want to remove their dirties.
不肯解脱身上的残累。
And they don't want to remove the things that hinders them between God.
在他们的生活里面、心思意念里面、在教会里面，不断地受到潮流的冲击。
And in their own life, they have a lot of different kinds of persecution.
受到社会上的一些罪恶的因素来侵蚀到教会里来。
And the forces in the world keep on bothering him.
以致使我们的主忍无可忍。
And so the Lord just keep quiet and let it do happen likewise.
像一个父亲一样忍心地拿起鞭杖来击打管教他的孩子。
Like a father who has to discipline his own son.
所以在圣经里面旧约我们可以看到这种严厉的话语。
So in the Old Testament especially we can see a lot of this type of message.
神说亚述是我怒气的杖。
He said Assyria is my rod,
是生气的时候所拿的一个杖来打神的孩子。
And he has to use his rod to hit his own people.
亚述是谁呢？
Who is Assyria?
就是以色列民族的敌人。
It is Israel's enemy.
外邦的仇敌。
A lot of enemies of different countries.
在神的眼睛里面，以色列选民和亚述外邦人是有分别的。
In the eyes of God, there is a difference between Israelites.And Assyria.
在旧约时代，神爱他的选民远胜于爱亚述这些外邦的彝族。
In Old Testament, God loves His own child and hates.
但神却兴起亚述，当作他手里发怒的一个杖来打神的儿女。
But God allows Assyria to become a rod and hit His own people.
于是神的选民在苦难当中，在逼迫当中，转头归向神。
And thus the chosen people of God.Turn to God because of this.
好像以色列的整个的历史就是这样一部历史。
And the history of Israel can be portrayed as follows.
新约之下的基督徒教会也常常走这么一条路。
And in New Testament church, we have similar manner.
神对教会的要求不能达到。
As God, the requirement of God cannot be aimed.
教会走了世俗化的道路。
And the church walked towards the road of the world,
变了质
and changed their own quality.
教会成了社会
the church became a society.
基督徒成了世人一样的人
and Christians become ordinary people.
失掉了基督的光辉
and they don't have the light of being Christians.
话语的教导不听
and they don't listen to the word of God.
于是神就兴起外邦。这个党也好，那个党也好，这个异教徒、异教也好，兴起外邦的势力来击打神的教会。
So the Lord raised up different forces like communists and other different religions and persecuted against Christians.
神的原则常常是打伤了以后再缠裹。
And the principle of God is after He hit his own people, then he will heal them.
车毁了以后再建造。
After he removed, then he will rebuild.
这是神做事的一个原则。
And this is one of his principles.
他不能把他圣洁的这个本性建立在一个罪恶混杂的一个基础上。
He cannot build his holiness in an evil world.
在教会里头，在我们个人的身上。 如果混杂到一些罪恶杂质必须去掉以后才能建立神的那个性格。
In our own daily lives, God has to remove all the evils and then he can build his holiness in us.
我想这是为什么主让抵挡神的人来迫害基督徒的原因之一。
And this is the reason, one of the reasons why God allows suffering in China.
我想这也是主要的原因之一。
And this is, could be the main cause.
另一方面,
from another angle,
让基督徒经历这些苦难,
and so as the Christian experience this suffering,
好把基督徒的生命带到更纯真、更成熟的地步,
and they can bring these Christians into purity and into being a good Christians.
也可能在你的个人身上或者教会里面不一定就是有很多罪恶。
Maybe in the churches and in our Christians' life, maybe we don't have that big evil.
但是在我们人的本性里面有一个特点。
But in our human nature, we have a specialty.
太享受了，太自由了，太舒服了，就容易忽略神的恩典。
With too many freedoms, we forget about our love to God.
你看今天很多自由地区,
you see a lot of free world.
没有人逼迫教会,
there's no one who persecuted Christians.
太自由了。
A lot of freedoms.
结果怎么样呢?
What happened?
人们往往是不会正确地运用自由。
They don't know how to use their own freedom.
把自由变成个人的任性,
and the freedom becomes they just did everything they want.
去放纵,
they did everything they want.
放纵人里面的那种情欲,
and they put out their sex drive.
结果人个人和社会都在走下坡路,
and the world and the Christians are going towards another direction.
不愿意受人的约束,
they don't want to be controlled by man.
也不愿意受神的约束,
and they don't want to be controlled by God either.
道德正在被冲击,
morality is going downward.
不是我们今天看见很多的现象吗?
Isn't it this the same situation we are seeing?
100年以前的美国和今日的美国在道德方面不堪比了。
If we compare the life here in the United States 100 years ago and now, we cannot compare it.
今天的许多的人把他们祖先前几代的先代所 因为敬畏神所得到的恩典得到的产业快要丧失净尽了。
A lot of families, they forget about the God of their fathers or grandfathers, and they go towards the other direction.
所以神就常常是用苦难、用逼迫、用一些困难来叫神的儿女能够长进。
So God used and allowed evil to help the Christians to grow,
叫他的生命好能够更纯熟。
So their life would be more mature.
所以我想基督徒受迫害, 一个是消极的方面,
for Christians to have suffering, one aspect is pessimistic, that is, God will put away all the sins.
使他的生活更洁净,
and his life would be more pure.
消极方面,
that's a pessimistic aspect.
积极的方面, 使他的生命就更加丰盛。
From the optimistic aspect, God allows suffering so that his life will grow more mature.
因为我们这个所承受的这个生命乃是主耶稣基督的生命。
The life that we got is from God.
基督的生命有一个特点。
The life of Christ is a different aspect.
在主耶稣的一生里面所表现出来的。
And it is manifested in his own life here on earth.
他的生命就是先受苦后得荣耀。
First he, Christ suffered, then he God the glory.
基督的生命就是从死亡里得生命。
Christ get his life out from the death.
我们这个人要有破碎。
We should broken ourselves.
要受剥夺。
We should be persecuted.
要经历苦难。
We should experience suffering.
然后我们里面才有个复活的生命彰显出来。
Then we have a resurrected life that can be shown to others.
这是基督的生命的特点。
This is the different, peculiar aspect of Christ.
所以我们常常会经历一些苦难。
So likewise, we could experience some sufferings.
用一些外边的 势力来逼迫我们，来苦害我们，我们的生命好像就长进起来。
God allows all these forces to persecute us so that we can be more mature in Him.
另外除了这两个原因以外，还有一个客观的原因。
And another reason,
那就是一个属灵的征战。
It's a spiritual warfare.
在天上有一个属灵的征战。
In heaven there is a heavenly warfare.
人眼睛看不见的一个征战。
We cannot see with our own human eyes.
这是一个千古以来的一个征战。
And this is a warfare that has been fought for a lot of years.
那就是神和撒旦的征战。
And this is a battle between God and Satan.
用人眼睛所能看见的，就表现在基督徒受迫害。
We can only see persecution among Christians.
好像约伯受苦。
Like Job who suffer.
无缘无故的受苦。
He has no reason.
这是外面看见的。
We see it from with our own human eyes,
人眼看不见的是在天上有一个征战。
But the invisible aspect is a battle in heaven.
神和撒旦的辩论。
And it's a debate between God and Satan.
最后又用约伯的忍受苦难使神得胜，撒旦失败。
And use the suffering of Job to illustrate that God win over Satan.
所以这个问题很好。
This is a very good question.
值得我们深思。
We should continue to meditate on it.
我所能想到的，暂时想到的就是这些。
I will give the following reasons.
下边一个问题，请问一个学生基督徒在课业上和聚会上有冲突的时候，应当如何取舍？
The following question is for a Christian student, if he has conflict between his coursework and meetings, what should he do about it?
我想在没有发生冲突之前，你也应该有一个预防，让它别发生冲突。
If there's no conflict, we should allow it not to have conflict.
不是以医生的治病为主，而是以预防为主。
We should prevent this to happen.
那在你的整个的学业生活和属灵生活、聚会生活这个当中，你要有一个严格的一个计划。
We should have a strict planning.
安排好你的时间。
We should plan ahead.
什么时候聚会？
When do we need to go to church?
什么时候做课业？
When should we do our own homework?
防止它有冲突。
We should prevent it to happen.
我说这是最重要的根本一点。
And this is the main thing.
我们在大陆的时候，在学校里念书，也常常是这样做。
And in China, we do it likewise.
在你的事先的计划的表里面，你就把那个聚会的时间拿出来，是绝对不能侵犯的，安排好。
In your own planning, you set aside a time that there should be no conflict for you to go to church.
同时在聚会，在属灵生活祷告当中，求神给我聪明智慧。
And ask God to give you wisdom.
叫我能够把课业做好。
Then you can do your own homework.
如果你真肯这样的摆上。
If you really put it aside.
就会看见神的荣耀。
And you can see God's glory.
我自己深有体会。
I experienced this.
我们的同学，大部分的同工在学校里都是出类拔萃的学生。
A lot of my friends who are Christians also are good students.
但是聚会也没耽误。
But they still go to meetings.
但是万一有冲突时怎么办呢？
But in case there's conflict, what should we do about it?
我的意思不是勉强你一定要来聚会。
I don't want to force you to come to meetings.
你实在没法安排的时候，你应该知道你的一个很重要的一个责任。
If you really have this conflict, you should know your own responsibility.
在学业上，在你的职业上、工作岗位上，要荣耀神。
In your own work as a student, or even in your office as an officer, you need to do your own responsibility.
不可设想一个基督徒在学校里的功课落在不信的人的后面，然后能够荣耀主。
Don't think that if you are a poor student, then you can glorify God.
这个话也不能太绝对了。
But this is not an absolute answer.
应该加一个补充。
There should be something added.
尽上你一切的力量了，然后你那个成绩就可以了。
Do your best, and the grades that you got, it's all right.
但是你要靠到祷告，靠到主给你的恩典力量，你的学业要慢慢的提高。
But just pray to God and ask God to give you wisdom and to raise your own grades.
所以你把你的学业做好。
Try your best to do your own homework.
再发生冲突的时候呢，你自己具体情况具体自己来考虑了。
And if you meet any conflict, then do what you want to do.
我也很难说，你要发生冲突的时候，一定不要来聚会，一定在家里做功课。
I cannot say absolutely when you have conflict, do your homework at home and don't come to meetings.
我也不能说你一定来聚会放弃课业。
And I cannot also do likewise and say you should come to meetings and don't do your homework.
你看一下你能不能在其他时间呢把功课补上，如果是不行的话，那我的意见你可以在家做功课。
And try to analyze your own schedule. If there's time for you to study in other time, then and fill it. If not, stay home and do your homework.
我不知道我这种解答解没解答你的问题。
I don't know whether I have answered your questions.
下边一个问题，为什么有些弟兄姊妹接受主受洗后多年不见长进，是没得到生命，还是还是对真理不从来对真理不明白？读经的欲望岂非得救的必有现象吗？为什么他们对读经会全无欲望？这样的人可能得救了吗？
Why is it that a lot of brother and sister who receive the Lord and baptized didn't experience maturity in their spiritual growth? Is it because they don't experience life, or is it because they don't understand truth? Reading scripture, is it a sign of being saved? If it's a sign, how come they don't have this kind of desire to read scriptures? With this type of people, are they really saved?
这个问题我想也不同的情况。
And with these questions have different aspects.
为什么有些弟兄姊妹接受主受洗多年以后不见长进？
How come a lot of brothers and sisters who received the Lord and baptized didn't experience spiritual growth?
也可能根本就没清楚得救。
Maybe they did not really receive the Lord.
受洗了，但里边没有那个真实的生命。
They are baptized, but yet they don't have the real life of God.
只是头脑里面的一些变化。
Maybe only some knowledge.
好，我信耶稣了。
I received the Lord.
在主面前没有彻底。
They didn't come to Christ fully.
没有清楚地得救重生。
They did not really experience the born again, being born again.
因此他受了洗以后也没有什么大的变化。
So after he was baptized, he didn't experience any changes.
内在里面没有那个动力。
And there's no motivation in his heart.
这种情况可能是他根本就没有经历一个在主面前认罪悔改，痛悔自己以前所有的罪过。
Probably it's because he didn't repent his own sin before the Lord.
的确，信主不是头脑的一个变化。
Receiving Christ, trusting Christ is not just a knowledge ascent.
主耶稣说，你们必须得救，你们必须重生，才能见神的果。
Jesus said, you must be born again to see the kingdom of God.
人若不重生，就不能见神的果。
If you are not born again, you cannot enter the kingdom of God.
什么叫重生呢？
What do you mean by born again?
就是有一个新的生命一下生下来了。
We have a new life that is born into your life.
这不是一个语言。
This is not a prediction.
不是比喻。
This is not a parable.
这是一个事实。
This is a real thing.
就在你的心，在你的里面有一个新的生命降生下来了。
In your own heart, there's a life that has been born into your life.
这个新的生命是靠着你在神面前认罪悔改，承认我自己是个罪人，接受主耶稣基督的救赎来产生的，降生在里面。
As you kneel down to pray before God and repent your sins, then you can get this life of God.
不是思想转变，而是生命的产生。
Not changes in our own thinking, but life transformation in our own daily life.
新生命的产生就会改变你整个人的思想感情。
The new life we receive from Christ will change our own thinking and thoughts.
这样的一个人，他一定是过去不爱读圣经的，现在是爱读圣经。
For this type of person, they before they receive Christ, they don't like to read scriptures, but after they receive Christ, they like to read scriptures.
里面这个生命是一定爱神的话语。
And this life in his heart, he loves the Lord.
爱祷告，爱聚会。
He likes to pray. He likes to come to church.
看见基督徒就从心里爱他。
As he sees Christians, he loves him.
这是一个得救的一个自然结果。
This is the result of being born again.
但是也有的情况呢，就是那个转变不很清楚。
But there are some Christians who don't have drastic change.
那么从基督徒家庭里面出生在一个基督徒的家庭里面。
Now they are born into a Christian family.
你问他什么时候得救信主的？
You asked him, when do you receive the Lord?
他说我从来就没有不信过。
And he said, I continue to believe in Christ.
这样弟兄姊妹也很多。
And there are a lot of Christians in this category.
常常这种弟兄姊妹啊，常常就是什么都是都乏味儿，没有味儿。
And they, with this type of Christians, they sometimes don't have the desire.
那这样的弟兄姊妹就需要在主面前有一个清楚的一个寻求。
And for this type of Christians, they need to search.
在基督徒家庭里出生的孩子们就没有罪吗？
For those Christians who are born into a family, into a Christian family, don't they have sins?
我的女儿从很小我就和她一起祷告。
I pray with my daughter even when she was still small.
和她读经。
And read scripture with her.
她就是从来没有不信过呀。
And she continued to believe in the Lord.
但是当她在十四岁那一年。
But when she was 14,
我清楚地看见她有一个变化。
And I really see with my own human eyes that she has some changes.
有一天我和她一块唱诗。
One day I sing song with her.
我罪极重，应当沉沦。
I have sins and I need to go to hell.
这首诗她唱一共好几节，越唱她越受感动，最后唱的泪流满面。
And as she continued to sing, there are a lot of verses. She started crying.
唱完了以后，我就和她一块跪下祷告。
And after we finished the song, we knelt down together and prayed.
她痛哭流涕。
And she prayed with tears.
她祷告说，神啊，我是个罪人。
And she said to God, Lord, I'm a sinner.
赦免我的罪。
Cleanse my sin.
接受我。
Receive me.
做你的儿女。
So that I can be your son.
她从来没有不信过。
She continued to believe in the Lord.
但是从来没有好好的彻底认证过罪。
But she did not confess her sin to God.
她不觉得她自己有罪。
She doesn't feel that she has sinned.
直到有一天圣灵真正的光照她。
And all until one day the Holy Spirit let her see her own self.
大家都非常赞扬，非常夸奖一个孩子，她却自己觉得罪孽深重。
A lot of people said she's a good girl, but yet she feels that she's a sinner.
于是她生活有很大的变化。
And she had some transformation since then.
我希望我们这些弟兄姊妹，如果你受洗多年没有长进，是不是你那个最初的那个得救生命不彻底？
If you are in this type of category, that you have been baptized and received the Lord for a number of years, maybe you don't really knelt before God.
让我修正一下，不是那个生命不彻底，是你那个经历你不彻底。
Maybe your own experience, you did not give yourself to God fully.
你没有让神的灵在你里面做渗透的工作。
You did not allow the Holy Spirit to do the full work in your heart.
所以说是没有得到生命呢，还是对真理不明白呢？
Is it because he doesn't receive life, or is it because he doesn't understand?
这个问题回答的话是都可能。
And for me to answer this question, there's probability in two aspects.
很多人情况不同，也可能是根本就没得到生命。
Maybe they didn't receive Christ.
也可能就是得救了，但是对真理不明白。
Or maybe they are born again, yet they don't understand truth.
没有一颗追求的心。
They don't like to search for truth.
如果真正是彻底得救的，有那个经历，他一定对读经有欲望。
If he fully surrendered himself to the Lord, then he likes to read the Word of God.
就是个人的情况，个别情况个别来看。
And different person have different aspects.
这个问题我实在是难以肯定的回答，说这样的一定就是不得救，那我实在不能那么说。
And I cannot say absolutely that with this type of thing, then probably he's not a born again Christian.
有人可能就是没得救。
Maybe he has not received the Lord yet.
有人可能得救了，不明白真理，也没有什么追求的愿望。
Maybe some persons they receive Christ and yet they don't.
如果我回答不使你满意的话，一会儿请你再问我说清楚一点，我可能在我们在交通。
If I don't answer your question fully, we can talk later on.
有人问我如何解释神，请问应如何回答？解释神自己有个人有个人解释法。
We can answer differently.
好，让我自己来体会，按我的体会我解释一下。
And allow me to use my own experience to answer.
首先我要告诉他，神是客观存在的一位创造管理宇宙的全能者。
God is the creator of this universe. Objectively, he created us.
他不是宗教家造出来的。
And he is not the one who is created by religion.
也不以我们自己个人的主观想象 存在与不存在的。
And we cannot use our own thinking to think whether he exists or not.
他是客观存在的一位全能的神。
And he is all-powerful God.
怎么去证明他？
How do we explain this?
不是用物理化学的方法做实验证明出来。
And we cannot use physics and other things to prove his existence.
宇宙万物都在述说神的荣耀。
Everything in this world is conveying his existence.
我们看见一个房子就知道这个房子这么精美，这么实用，这么结构的好，就知道一定是有工程师设计建造起来的。
As we see a beautiful house, we know that there is some architect and some builder who built this house.
因为这个房子是智慧的结晶。
And because this house is a symbol of wisdom.
宇宙飞船比这个房子更加精巧，精奥秘，那么就有需要更高的智慧来创造出来的。
And this universe all testify to a wisdom, the wisdom of God.
宇宙万物比宇宙飞船就更加精确，更加奥秘，就需要有更大的智慧，智慧者创造出来的。
And with this universe, the architect and everything in this world are more beautiful, so we need a more higher wisdom, and that is God to create this universe.
人体整个，那不用说人体，就一个微小的一个树叶子，现在人造不出来。
Even ordinary leaf, no one can create it.
它里面的结构就比人造的许多的机器要高妙的多。
And the structure in this leaf is more sophisticated than any other human creation.
那个深奥的生命现象。
And there's life in that life.
都不是人的智慧才能所能够创造出来的。
No human wisdom can create the leaf of a tree.
所以我说宇宙万物都在诉说神的真实存在。
All the created things in this universe are conveying the same message that Christ, God exists.
另外我个人的经历，许许多多基督徒他生命的经历证明神的存在。
An experience of Christians can prove also his existence.
基督的生命在人的里面给他的改变的大，是最好的一个证明。
And the transformation of life through receiving Christ is a proof that God exists.
你不要光看那些不能得胜软弱失败的基督徒的见证。
Don't look at ordinary Christians, those weak Christians.
说我看见了某某人，那个、也是基督徒，结果一塌糊涂。
Look at this Christian, he's not a good Christian.
我看见了，就我一个姊妹，一个女孩子，我看见我丈夫整天进教堂，结果他在家里是朝我吹胡瞪眼。
My husband go to church weekly, yet he is not a good husband at home.
不要光看那些
，Don't look at all those weak Christians.
因为基督的生命在他里面没有力量，没有使他压制了基督的生命。
His life did not allow the power of Christ to live through him.
我看见很多基督徒生命的改变，就是神存在的一个明证。
A lot of Christians whose life has been transformed really testify about the existence of God.
在大陆的山东省，我到一个农村去。
In China, in Shandong Province,
有一个村庄里面。在一个村庄里面
in a small town,
有一个姊妹向我做见证
a sister gave me a testimony.
就是我们村里头有一个姊妹信主了
We have a sister who comes to know the Lord.
她的见证非常感动人
And his testimony is very moving.
因为在她身上有一个神迹
Because there are miracles happening in her life.
一个极大的神迹
There is a big miracle.
使很多人心悦诚服地来相信了耶稣。
And because of this, a lot of people came to know the Lord.
什么神迹呢
？What kind of miracle？
这个姊妹过去是一个他们全村第一个厉害的一个泼妇。
And she's an evil woman in the whole town.
哪一个小伙子也不敢惹她。
And no one dared to touch her.
其实她并不是身体强壮。
Not because she's strong.
瘦瘦的，干干的。
She's thin.
但是没有人理，也敢惹她。
No one dared to touch her.
稍一不顺心到你家门口去坐在你家门口最少骂三天
and if he comes to your house then at least she will scold you for 3 days
到时候吃饭回家吃饭吃完饭回来还坐你门口骂
and after she returns home and eat his lunch she will come back and start scolding you
不但骂遍了他们全村
and now she did within the whole small town
附近的几个村庄的人没有人敢惹她
And even the towns behind, besides the town, no one dares touch her.
惹了她以后，她能跑出好远到你的村里去骂你。
If you hurt her, she will go to your house. Even if you are far away, she will go to your house and start swearing.
毫不讲理。
And she doesn't talk about reasons.
所以人给她一个绰号，叫她母老虎。
And she had the name that she is a tiger.
但是有一天她相信耶稣。
But one day she came to know the Lord.
生命里面有一个大的变化。
And she had transformation in her life.
她就向她的婆母认罪。
And she confessed her sin before her mother-in-law.
这是她婆母跟我做见证。
And her mother, her own mother-in-law gave me this title.
她婆母说我就够厉害的了。
The mother-in-law said, I'm a famous woman here.
我在我们家里头没人敢惹我。
And no one dares to touch me.
她来到我家里头，我败了，我不敢惹她。
And she comes to our house, I don't dare to touch her.
她向她的婆母认罪。
She confessed her sin before her own mother-in-law.
在家里面服侍她的婆母。
And she served her own mother-in-law.
到她的邻居去认罪。
And she confessed her sins to her neighbors.
到她所有骂过的人家里去，挨家去认罪。
And she went to the whole neighborhood and confessed her sin.
到别的村庄里去认罪。
And go to the neighborhood, to the suburban town to confess her sins.
有了非常大的变化。
And she really have a great transformation in life.
这个人完全变成另外一个人了。
And she changed her life.
她过去那个人死了。
And the life that she used to be is dead.
新的生命。
There's new life.
于是很多很多的人说，就因为他这一个人，我就非信耶稣不可。
And there are a lot of people who come to know the Lord because of her.
弟兄姊妹，你去找一找这样的弟兄姊妹，是会有很多的。
Try to look after this type of Christians, you will be able to find it.
这是解释神的一个非常好的一个证明。
This is a good proof how to prove His existence.
能否请底牧师在哪里？ 没有底牧师，底弟兄，我不是牧师。
I'm not an ordained pastor.
能否请底弟兄讲述一点自己得救的经过？
Will you please say your own experience of your salvation?
我非常愿意。
I really like to share with you.
我的祖父、父亲两代都是基督徒。
My father and grandfather are all Christians.
从小的时候在基督徒的家庭里长大。
I was born into a Christian home.
但我不像我的女儿。
But I'm not very similar to my daughter.
我生下来以后不是，我就从来没有不信过，我是从来就没信过。
I don't believe in Christ.
到15岁以前这个阶段，这15年当中，我从来就没信过。
This 15 years of my child, I didn't receive Christ into my life.
小的时候跟着父母去做了不少礼拜。
I went to church frequently.
都是坐在最后。
I sit at the back.
我生长在大陆的东北。
I was born into a family living in northern side.
我去做礼拜的时候坐在最后，好能够跑出去。
I sit at the back so I can run quickly.
我父亲是教会的执事。
My father is a deacon in the church.
执事多半都坐在前边。
Deacon usually sit in the front.
那时候过去那个教会，执事还得拿着口袋去收钱。
In that church, the deacon would be the one in charge of offering.
所以他照顾不了我。
So he doesn't have time to care for me.
我偷偷地把滑雪的那个雪橇、雪滑子放在礼拜堂的后边。
I put the skid at the back of the church.
在门外。
Put it at the door.
一开始聚会了。
As the service starts,
我长得个儿又小，偷偷地溜出去了。
I left the church.
溜出去拿雪滑就跑了。
And I get my skid and start running.
到山上去滑雪去了。
And I start skiing.
估计时间快到了，又回来了。
I count the time and I figure out the time the service will be over, so I come back to church.
没有阿门以前，我进来坐下来了。
And before the church, you give the amen, I was in the church.
一坐下阿门以后就出来了。
After I finished the church service, I came out again.
父母散会回头一看，哦，还在那坐着呢。
And my parents looked at the back and said, well, I'm at the back.
回家走的路上说，你今天听什么呢？
What was the message today?
没法回答。
I cannot explain.
什么也听不进去。
I didn't listen to anything, any message.
但是我小的时候，感谢主，我是一个特殊的环境长大的。
But I praise the Lord because I'm living in a peculiar environment.
我自己的亲生母亲在我1周岁的时候就过世了。
My mother died after I'm 1 year old.
在中国大陆那个时代有很多人看见继母都是很厉害的。
In China the stepmother is they don't dare to touch her.
不像我们这里面的做继母的，我看见很多很好的继母。
Not like here in America, a lot of stepmothers are very good.
但我在那种环境里面，我尝尽了这种苛刻、严厉的那种冰冷的生活。
I experienced a very cold life.
所以我就没有什么感情。
I don't have any emotions.
我也不要神。
I don't like God.
一直到1949年
，until 1949,
我跟着父母那时候从东北到了青岛。
And we came from moved from one place to Qingdao.
我替这位继母呢住院，因为严重的心脏病。
My stepmother go to the hospital because of heart problem.
我的两个哥哥都没有来，都留在东北。
My brothers are not with us.
那么我在医院里面也不能上课了，上学，我就实学在医院里头来伺候她。
And I stay in the hospital to serve her.
那个时期，我的继母有很大的变化。
At that time, my stepmother had great changes.
因为她也是基督徒。
She was a Christian.
她在这种人生好像走到快要最后的那个时刻，她心里面发生很大的变化。
And she was about to end her life. She had different changes.
我就服侍她。
As I served her,
每天晚上陪伴她，我就用我的后背给她当一个活动的靠椅。
I used my own back so that to protect her from cold.
她的心脏病腹水很大，
and she has a heart problem. She feels difficult.
那么她需要躺的脚都不同，我就在后背在后边靠着她，我这个活动的这个比那个就是需要这样一个角度，我就仰，她有不同的角度，她就可以舒服一点。
I use my own back to hold her so she would be more comfortable.
有的时候很困，
and sometimes I really like to sleep.
她也看我也很可怜。
And she feels that she's sorry for me.
我那个时候不到15岁
，the time I'm still not fifteen yet.
她就跟我讲
，and she said to me,
叫着我的小名
，and she called my baby name.
说我没有想到，现在得到你的祭，得你的祭，就是得到你的帮助。
I didn't know that I now can get your love.
因为父亲要上班。
My father had to go to work.
我在家里服侍她，一直到她最后离开世界。
I served her till she left the world.
当她离开世界以后，对我是很大的一个刺激。
And before she left the world, I really experienced the love.
我虽然看见过很多死人出殡，但是我都无动于衷的。
I saw a lot of dead people, but there's no moving in my heart.
我好像第一次看见一个人要离开世界。
As if this is the first time I ever experienced people leaving the world.
整天在我家里头和我活生生的有来有往说话的，无论是怒气也好，还是欢笑也好，活生生的在我眼前。
Everything is moving in my eyesight.
现在他没有了。
And now she's gone.
放在一个大木头里面，然后挖一个坑，埋下来，塑一个碑，再不见了，世界没有了。
And I can never see her again.
这个活的人上哪去了？
Where did this real person go?
就是死了。
She said,
我也要这样。
And I probably had to go there.
我的父亲也要这样。
My father had to go there.
所有的活着的人都要如此的。
And all those who are living here in this world had to walk this step.
任何一个人必经的一条路都要走这条路的。
And we have to walk through this valley of death.
到哪去？
Where should we go from here?
没有灵魂吗？
Is there soul?
我那时候反复的思考，越思考是越痛苦。
As I start to think,I have more problem in my heart.
人为什么要活在世界上？
Why did God allow us to live on this earth?
活的意义是什么呢？
What's the purpose of life in the earth?
在世界上成名成家，被众人所称赞，最后也要走这条路。
All those who are famous in this society had to walk in this.
如果你在世界上被众人所咒骂，成了千古的罪人，也是一样，和那个被人称赞流芳百世的人都是一样，站了一块地离开世界。
For those who are cursed by people, they have to go this step too.
你发财致富享受一辈子，和那些受苦受穷遭罪一辈子，最后结果还是一样。
Although you earn a lot of money, you likewise have to go to the same place, just like the poor people do.
离开世界以后，什么也带不走。
You If you leave this world behind, you cannot bring any riches with you.
流芳百世和衣袖万年，在那个永远的时间里好像没有区别了。
And there's no similar, there's no difference with anything after death.
死后到哪里去？
Where should we go from death?
我反复思想，痛苦极了。
I start to think about these questions.
我在学校里头那时候上高中一年级。
I was in senior high at the time.
活生生的又皮又闹的，而且我的功课在学校里是一直是老是第一名啊。
I'm a bad student, but I still get the first honor in class.
现在这个年轻的孩子算是少年，连青年还不到呢，是吧？不到十五岁，一个孩子变成了沉默寡言、若有所思的这么一个神经病一样。
I am an active person, but at that time I start to be silent and start to be very passive.
我的语文老师是我的班主任。
My language teacher is my advisor.
这个老师有一天就给我们出一个作文题目。
And one day she gave us a theme for us to write.
这个作文题目是叫做无题。
The name of the theme, there's no theme.
无题那好了，就个人所发挥吧。
There's no theme, so I can do my online on.
好，我就给我自己出了一个题，作文本上写忆母亲，怀母亲，怀念忆念忆母亲。
And I start to write, I want to think about my mother.
我就写了一首长诗。
I meditate.
好几张纸的一篇很长的一首诗。
Oh, I write a poem, a long poem.
但是这首诗写错了。
写
的不符合题。
It's not related to the theme.
忆母亲，其实这里都没有忆母亲。
I want to think about my mother, stepmother, but I didn't really touch on this topic.
其实由于母亲的去世，想到人生的问题，我在里面就把我里面所有的疑问全都发泄出来。
In this theme, I start to put it down all my questions that are in my heart.
过了几天，在语文课，老师把我的语，反正把我这篇长诗拿出来念给大家听。
One day.My advisor read it aloud to class.
上边打了很多红圈
and there are a lot of red marks.
对我的评论就是说宗教思想太浓厚了
and there are a lot of religious thinking in your theme.
然后课后以后，老师就找到我
and later on she came to see me.
要解决我思想问题
and she wants to talk to me about this problem of thinking.
人死了，死了，死了拉倒。
When one is dead, then there's nothing.
人死如灯灭。
We die just like the light when it goes out.
中午我们正在吃饭，吃馒头。
Maybe we are eating something.
他说就好像这块馒头掉在地下了，时间长了以后它就腐烂了。
And just like the bread that falls to the floor and then it's gone.
腐烂了以后，它的碳元素参加碳元素的大自然循环。
And there's some transformation.
它的氢、氧、氮各种元素参与大自然的不断的循环里去了，没有了。
And this changes of carbon into the air, and there's gone. It's all there.
等于里边的身体里面的骨骼、钙子、磷子也就落在地里，成为无机盐。
And all the human waste are likewise just like ordinary bread.
没有灵魂。
There's no soul.
哦，我说好，我明白了。
I said thank you. I understand.
我回到家里，我觉得没有意义。
And as I went go home, I feel that there's no meaning.
这个答案给我带来非常大的一个危险。
And it brought about a great pressure in my life.
真是这样的话，人真是没有需要活在世界上。
If that's the case, what's the use of living here on this earth?
人生痛苦多于福乐。
There are a lot of suffering rather than joy in this world.
所以我家正在一个海边上。
And we live close to the sea.
每天大海哗哗的浪潮冲击。
And every day we hear the roaring of the sea.
我就坐在那个岩石上望着大海，几次真是想跳下去。
I sit upon a stone and I like to jump down to the sea.
如果我们今天看见一个男孩子在那，大概是失恋了吧。
Maybe if people see that there's a dead boy there, probably it's because he lost his love.
没有恋过爱。
But I never experienced love yet.
实在是心灵里的痛苦到了极点。
But I really have this problem in my heart.
在我的生活里头，生命里头没有光，一片黑暗。
There's darkness in my life.
我四处奔跑寻求真理寻求光没有
I go everywhere to search for life light yet I cannot find it
我记得很清楚在青岛那一个天主教堂那是被认为是除了这个巴黎圣母院以外那个、是 据说是最好的一个教堂
and the Catholic church close by our place they has been known that it's a good church beautiful church
我就早晨很早很早地去钻到那个天主教堂里面去
and early one morning I went to church
进了大教堂以后我就在后边一个椅子底下跪下
and as I entered the church I knelt down
我也不是祷告
I didn't pray
因为他们早晨举行弥撒
but that time they had morning misa mass
那个管风琴一响是圣诗一响哎呀我心里头觉得非常是得安慰
As the pipe organ start to play, I feel I'm comforted.
但是他们也不理我。
But they didn't dare to touch bother me.
因为他们不，我不是他们当中的一员呢。
Because I'm not one of their members.
所以那些穿长衣的神父拿着饼拿着杯过来，根本不理我，没有我的份。
And the priest didn't even bother me.
我也不要。
I don't want it to.
但是我在那跪完一会儿，到快散会的时候，我就走出去了。
Before the end of the service, I went out.
一出来以后，根本还不解决问题。
As I left the church, I didn't feel that my problem has been answered.
痛苦极了。
I have more problems.
转过这年的冬天到了春天了。
And after the winter, the next spring, the spring comes.
有一个教会有新春布道会。
One of the church had the evangelistic meeting.
我家里头没有病人累赘了。
We don't have any sick people at home.
我一个人漫步地走到礼拜堂。
And I start to walk towards the church.
一下被这个赞美诗声音吸引住了。
I heard the songs of praise.
我就进去坐下了。
I sat down at the church.
领诗的人领大家唱诗。
The song leaders ask people to sing.
人生飘渺何短暂。
And as we walk in this life, there is only, it's a temporary life.
好事浮云现即散。
It's just like clouds.
又是还梦醒就完。
It's just like a dream. After we dream, it's done.
要计时
We should keep on.
要计时
We should hang on.
我被这首诗深深地抓住
I was grabbed.
我心里有一个迫切感
I have this sense of urging.
要及时地来得到救恩
I need to have this salvation.
讲台上放的信息两个重点
And there are two main points of that pulpit that day
人世间一切的痛苦的最终的根源就是罪恶
all the problems that we are encountering right now it's because of sin
解决罪恶的唯一的一个办法主耶稣基督舍命流血的爱
and the own solution to all this problem is the love of Christ
人的罪十字架的爱就把我征服了
human sins and the love of the cross that really grabs me
他一说祷告的时候我一下就跪下
and as the one in charge start to pray I knelt down
我就跪在那后边一个椅子底下痛哭流涕
I knelt down and cried
以前我那一切的疑问什么辩论什么疑问全都没有了
and all my problems had been answered
我没有把一切问题都得到解答
not all my problems had been answered
我更讲不出了任何道理
And I cannot tell you anything doctrine.
但我只知道我这个人被完全征服了。
But I can tell you honestly that I surrender myself to God.
因为我从来没有看见我是这样一个罪人。
Because never in my life have I seen that I'm that kind of sinner.
在学校的老师的夸奖、奖状、家庭、亲戚、朋友的夸奖，这里面都隐藏着我很多很多的罪恶。
And among all these praises in my family, school, and relatives.There are some hidden sins.
我哭了一片眼泪。
I cried.
祷告完了以后，有的一些招待员看见一个孩子在这哭，马上过来找我。
And the usher saw that I'm crying.
我一看来的人了，我赶快拿腿跑了走了。
As I saw the name coming, I start running.
走到回家的路上，却是充满了喜乐和平安。
When I start running, I really have joy in my heart.
回家一看家里没有人太好了关上门一锁跪下就祷告
and as I walk home run home that evening there's no one at home then I lock my door and start praying
发疯一样
as if I'm a fool
哭一阵笑一阵
I started crying, then I started laughing.
一听着敲门的有人来了。
As I hear some knocking on the door,
摸摸眼泪，赶紧起来装没事。
I got up and as if there's nothing happened.
里面那个新的生命诞生在里面。
When I have experienced this new life that has been born into my life.
所以我到现在我自己感情里面很难体会到说一个人重生得救了以后怎么没有感动。
So I cannot sense how come some people who experience this new life doesn't have that joy in his heart.
怎么爱主爱不起来。
How come he doesn't like to have the desire to love the Lord?
如果你真的有用信心来承认你是个将死的一个人没有希望的人耶稣牺牲了他的一切把你换出来了你说你该怎样去感激这个恩人呢
How can you love God because he has done a lot of things to you?
你买两斤水果就送给他就算完了吗
Should we just give him some fruits?
就好像一个那个奴隶用信心接受买他的主人给他付了代价他就跪在主人的面前我把一生一世全献给你
Just like a slave who has experienced the redemption from his master he knelt before his master and said I want to serve you fully
这是我的得救的经过
This is my experience of my salvation
用我这得救的经过来答复最后这个问题
And I like to use my own life to answer the last questions
我羡慕做基督徒
I like Christians,
但我想我不太像基督徒。
But I'm not a Christian.
我想成为基督徒。
I like to become a Christian,
但我不知怎样才能真正的成为基督徒。
But I don't know how to become a Christian.
我成为基督徒的这个经过能不能给你一点答复呢
？Can I use my own experience to answer your questions?
用信心接受自己是个罪人，主耶稣是你的救主。
Use your faith to believe that you are a sinner and accept Jesus as your own personal Lord and Savior.
我不是说每一个基督徒都必须像我这样的经历，不一定。
I didn't say that every Christian should likewise experience my same experience.
不一定你非得哭。
Not that you have to cry.
哭不能救你。
Cry doesn't save you.
认罪也不一定能救你。
Confess your sin, this may not really save you.
大家听准了，可别听错了啊！我说，单靠着认罪也不能救你。
If you only use your the confession of sins, you cannot be saved.
得需要有一个信心来接受主耶稣基督钉十字架是赦免你的罪，代替你的罪，这个信心就能够救你了。
But the faith that you accept Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, and He shed His blood for you, this can save you.
最后让我说一个小小的故事。
Lastly, I'd like to say, speak about this.
在大陆有一个老太太。
In China, there's an old woman.
她在聚会当中，这个聚完了会以后，这个弟兄就问这个老太太说：“你得救了没有啊？”
After the meeting, a young man asked the old woman, "Are you saved?"
这老太太多年的基督徒了，她说：“那这很难说。”
You know, it's hard to explain.
那你怎么没有把握？说这谁能知道啊？哪能知道得救没得救啊
？Of course I know.
你是不是个真基督徒啊？他说那这也很难说呀、
啊。Are you a real Christian? Oh, I cannot explain it.
那么就问他你，那你你怎么什么时候能知道自己是得救了
？And said, when would you know that you are really saved?
他说当我离开世界的时候。
As I'm about to leave the world, I can know.
神看我这个人还不得灵。
Lord Jesus said, probably I'm not here.
就做得不错。
I did some good works.
还可以。
Maybe I can.
那么我就可以上天堂了。
Then I can go to heaven.
那时候才能知道得救没得救。
And at that time, can I know that I'm really go to heaven?
这个弟兄就问他说是老太太你能不能背一下约翰福音三章十六节
？The young man said, can you memorize John 3:16?
什么叫三章十六节说的什么呢
What's John 3:16
这个弟兄跟他说神爱世人这老人说这一节圣经我背过了
That God so loved the world Of course I memorized said the old woman
这个弟兄说那你背一遍吗
Can you memorize and
他说神爱世人甚至将他的独生子赐给他们叫一切信他的人不至灭亡反得永生
God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son that whosoever believed him should have eternal life
这个弟兄说这老太太你背错了
This young man said, "Will you give me the wrong verse?"
他说一个字不带错的。
No, I really know the verse.
他 他说不对，你背漏了。
You forget some words.
但是你背一遍。
The old man said to the young man, well, how come you
memorize for me? 这弟兄说，神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的人，在死的时候看着不错了，差不离了，就可以得救，不是灭亡，反得永生。
This young man said, God so loved the world that he gave his only.
看着差不多，不得离，才能够得救。
And the young man said to the old woman, you are the one who added it. The Bible doesn't have all this addition. The Bible just said, if you believe in him, you would have eternal life, but you added.
得救的条件只有一个，信就必得救。
There's only one element of salvation. That means you have to believe.
信神赐给我们独生爱子，为我们钉十字架，就是得救的唯一的一个条件，不用多加。
Believe that God send his son to the world and believe in him, then we can have eternal life.
这个老太太眼睛转了转，忽然间跳起来，哎呀，我这么些年一辈子才明白。
And this old woman started jumping and said, I now understand.
我才明白，不靠什么，白白的得救恩，真是恩典，哈利路亚，赞美主。
And she started to understand and said, I praise the Lord, now I understand.
怪不得有很多基督徒都赞美赞美，感谢主感谢主没有完，这不真是应该感恩吗？
Isn't it? We really need to thank the Lord.
你要做一个基督徒就是一个信，用信心接受一切就可以了。
If you want to be a Christian, real Christians, then believe in him.
我不善于解答问题，谢谢大家。
Thank you very much.
我们做一个祷告。
Let's pray.
亲爱的主，我们感谢赞美你，我们把这一